First question, Roland. What have you been doing lately, and what has the band been doing lately? And kind of tell me what you've been up to for the past, I don't know, 5-6 years now. I believe that's the last time we talked.
Yeah, we had a good start. 2003 was Master Plan's first album, and now we're slowly working on the fourth one. And in the moment, I'm quite busy with producing bands in my studio here in Slovakia. So I moved from Hamburg to Slovakia some years ago. And I like it a lot here. It's a beautiful country, and it doesn't have anything to do with this movie, Hostels. And I'm mega busy, and I'm quite happy. It sounds like I'm more like a producer, but Master Plan is still my baby. So, and I'm trying to make the next record happen.
Well, you had some lineup changes, and tell me why Jorn and Uli left the Master Plan.
Basically, we had a little trouble with Jorn, our former singer, because of Uli and him. They had a, you know, kind of stiff relationship, because Uli is very sensitive, and Jorn's a typical kind of singer. He likes to talk a lot about himself and about his career, and so we wanted to have him more involved in the band, but somehow, you know, he was just about his solo career a little bit too much, you know. And then Uli said, we have to make a decision. And finally, I thought Uli and I, we stayed already so many years together. We were, I guess, 7 years together on Halloween, or even longer. I don't even remember. And we were good friends, so I just supported Uli more. And then we decided that we need a different singer. But Uli left 6 months later as well. That was, I guess, 2 years ago, nearly. And so it was a really bad feeling for me to lose a friend totally after so many years. When you think you can trust someone and then he's blaming you for you know, making some bad kind of managing in your own band and not taking care about the money, you know. He was blaming me for some stuff, but he couldn't find anything, so he was just involving lawyers instead of talking to me. Uh-huh. And I decided not to have any contact to him anymore. This is like the end of a friendship, you know, kind of thing.
I thought Mike DeMeo was a very interesting choice for a vocalist. And how did you come across Mike DeMeo and get him into the band to replace Jorn?
That's quite interesting, because I didn't know him at all. And I spoke with Jorn a long time ago about some singers, and he liked Mike DeMeo, and he mentioned that the guy is singing in Riot, but I didn't even know the band. You know, I was mixing Riot with Quiet Riot. And finally, when we were searching, Uli and I, many singers were sending tapes and contacting me, and I tried to find anything on the internet which sounded just like Jorn or Bio or like David Coverdale. So of course, when you just type into the search kind of Google stuff, you know, you always something shows up. And we found a lot of good singers, and also in America, but many also in Scandinavia. And but finally, Mike DeMeo, I just heard he was contacting me as a friend on MySpace. And I checked him out, and I said, wow, this is a good singer. And I made compliments, and then I finally found out this is the guy I spoke about with Jorn some years before. And so Mike was singing a song which I sent always to the people who wanted to, you know, to send me demo tapes. And it was a Master Plan song without vocals on. And so it was always good to compare these kind of singers, and Mike DeMeo was definitely the best one.
Now, there was a rumor that you and all the former Halloween members were going to form a band, you, Michael Kiske, Kai Hansen, and everything. And is that rumor true?
That wasn't a rumor, but I guess the idea came basically from me, because I had the wish before we even started the second Master Plan album in 2004 or 5. I had the idea with Uli, let's do something like the ex-members of Halloween. I mean, there are so many already. You know, it's a complete band. And I realized this band is even, from the lineup, definitely more interesting than the Navy lineup now. It's my decision, or my kind of view. But we had many meetings, Mikey Kiske and Kai and me, and in Hamburg, like 2-3 times, and always talking and talking, and finally nothing came. And I just decided some months ago, I said, that's it, you know, nobody's really interested anymore in the band. And Mikey Kiske is waiting that we'll be writing songs for him, and Kai is doing something else, you know. It needs to be like an equal kind of hunger or interest in it, you know. And it seems like I started the idea and I stopped the idea again.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, no record label was totally hot about it, or some people, like some fans, you know, festivals, like, oh, if you would come together as a band, then we want to book you or something. You know, if something happened, but it's just a couple of fans writing, oh, when does this happen? When is something, you know, coming? And it's nothing, you know. It's like Michael has his view about not playing so much metal anymore. He's always doing guest appearance on very good melodic stuff, and maybe I'm asking him again for a Mastodon song like he did on the first album with Jorn. And I like his voice, and but I guess it's better not to wake up something which is maybe dying too fast, you know?
I see on your website that you are producing bands and that you have a new studio. And how did you decide to start producing and engineering bands and doing mixing for bands? How did this come about?
Basically, it started very late last year. After the tour, I was totally burned out. And, you know, supporting Saxon with Masterplan, I said that was one of the hardest tours at all. It was like 50 shows as a support band, you know, driving together with a German road crew, which was one of the worst drinking problem, you know. I was drinking too much as well. My doctor said, hey, you have to stop finally. My liver's growing like pretty big. And I said, okay, let's have a break from life touring and all this kind of stuff and working slowly on the new songs. But basically, when my studio was finished here in Slovakia, many, many people realizing it and contacted me. And I said, oh, well, give it a try. And finally, I had already 8 bands since Christmas here. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, honestly, I was always interested in having good, you know, album sounds. It started in 95 when I was very unhappy with the Halloween sound always. And I was complaining, let's try to change the producer. And I mean, Tommy Anderson makes a great sound now. I'm very frustrated about that, you know. He's always delivering great sounding albums now. But in Halloween, I was very unhappy with the drum sound, with the guitar sound. And that's why we started to try out Roy V and Charlie Belafonte.
Uh-huh.
And then Mikey was blaming me that I changed the winning team of the producer, blah, blah, but they're still keeping Charlie. So something was right for my decision. But I was always interested, so I was always watching what Michael Wagner did, and then later Masterplan. I had, you know, was very into Andy Sneap, and I still love this guy. He makes the best trash kind of sounding albums. And by the way, all these kind of sounding bands coming to me now, and, you know, it's like no melodic stuff is coming in my studio. It's always trashy bands. I don't know what that is. You know. And no keyboards, not overdubbed guitars, not much solos, no harmonies. It's just like Testament sounding, and I love it. I mean, it's raw energy, but I try, of course, to see what Andy Sneap was doing, you know, and because the Masterplan sound doesn't fit to this kind of music. It's more elegant, you can say, you know. It's more the Finbox sound of Stradivarius or Nightwish and Masterplan and him, you know. Many, many great bands coming from this kind of studio there. But it sounds totally different, so I have to make it more aggressive. But I love it, you know. I'm learning a lot, and I'm totally hungry about it. But I have to say, I'm not playing so much guitar in the moment. Since many months, I even didn't touch my guitar.
Now, when can we expect another Masterplan album to come out? And have you guys started writing any songs or doing any pre-production for the next record?
Basically, I can say everything. I'm looking more relaxed now because a lot of fans are asking, oh, you shouldn't make such a big break again and the album should come out fast. I said, why? You know, people who really love the band want quality albums with good melodic songs, you know. And like I said, I needed a break. I need to get my batteries loaded, and especially now after not having Uli Kusch in the band anymore, which was my main songwriting partner. I'm involving more people from you know, from outside of the band.
Uh-huh.
I have a moment. I'm in contact with the guitar player of Rob Rock, Mark. He's a Swedish guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Grimmark is his second name, and Carl Grimmark. And he's very talented, and he loves Masterplan. He said, this is his favorite band, and it's the mixture is so great. And I said to him, you know, since he was supporting Masterplan Aeronautics Tour with Rob Rock, and we're in contact, and I said to him, why are you not writing songs that you like to dance in that, you know? And he sent me 2 weeks ago 2 songs, and I loved it immediately. I said, this is great, you know. I don't need any band members. You know, the keyboard player, Axel, writes always good stuff. He wrote 2 songs, but it looks like half of the material is written by other people outside, all friends of mine, you know. And I need always the inspiration, and I'm really thinking as a producer more than as a band member now, or as a band leader, you can say, you know. I'm thinking about the concept, and I don't want to write 10 songs and everything sounds on the end a little bit too familiar, so I want to have a variation and the concept and a very colorful always song structure, you know. And that's why I'm happy to have a start, you know. When I write stuff, I know what's missing, you know, the missing link. I'm normally still writing the faster stuff, the melodic stuff, which could still fit, maybe in Halloween. But also I like always this heavy stuff, which is like Bombast, or like Metallica, or from Rainbow, this oriental kind of stuff. And, you know, everything which inspires me, I like to have on the Masterplan album. And But I try always to be the guy who's focused on everything and analyzing it, and it should never more than 2 ballads and all these kind of ideas I have, you know. And so basically, if I wouldn't produce all these bands in the moment, I guess I would be much more further. But I think till October we have everything written.
When The Dark Ride was being recorded and when the album was finished and you and I talking back then, and you kept telling me how much of an impact that Roy Z had on you and had on your playing for the recording of that album. And I guess the question is, just how much of an impact did he have on you in changing your playing style back to what you had told me in the past was your old playing style to begin with? And I guess kind of tell me what kind of impact he had on you.
Basically, many talkings, many problems in Halloween. So basically, when we had a rehearsal in Hamburg for the Dark Ride album, we had a couple of good songs already finished, and my stuff, well, I had, I guess, 2 songs. Again, people weren't so happy in the band. I guess I lost a little bit of interest in the band, I have to say. I was too much focused on the Yngwie style, and my solo album just was released like 1 year before, the second one, and I guess there was a lot of talking behind my back, and that I'm not really behind the band anymore so much, and I was always trying to get, you know, more self-secure about my own style, and when Roy came in the band, I guess the other guys told him a lot of stuff about this, and somehow he liked me immediately, and it's maybe kind of guitar player connection, I don't know what it was, but I loved the guy also, and everything he told me, I was, you know, totally respecting and trying to analyze what he wanted to tell me. But it took still a couple of months that I really realized, after a big bang at the rehearsing, that we had trouble. And I was nearly fired before we even started doing the album. Uh-huh. And so I have to be frustrated going home and to with the feeling that people doesn't like my guitar playing anymore. So the band members told me, we don't want this English. Play like you were playing 20 years ago. And I tried to analyze what Wyke wanted from me, you know. He said, I brought you to the band because I loved you when you were 20, 22, in this band Rampage, and he saw me live, and he said, you played like Mike Schenker, very melodic. And so basically, of course, I can't play anymore like now, you know, 34 years ago or something like this, 30 years ago. I have a different style, but basically your style is created when you're younger, you know. You can't change it too much if you know, when I tried to be like Yngwie Malmsteen clone, I totally ignored my style. I don't know why I did it. So, and after many talkings, even on Tenerife when we started the album, we had many, many, many negative talkings and many discussions and fighting, and then and Roy said, hey, come back. leaving Strat at home, take a Les Paul, take a Flying V, and play melodic, very aggressive, and very fat sounding. That's what I liked. I mean, I loved the sound immediately, and of course I miss sometimes my Strat, but I was very happy with this, the album sound and with my playing, definitely, and the inspiration of Roy, you know, but nobody else helped me, so it was a very negative attitude there, a very negative feeling always. And finally, I don't hear it there so much, you know, it's a beautiful album for my taste, and even Mikey can tell me, you know, it's my fault that this band made this beautiful album. Well, he hates this album, I know, but I'm not accepting it, you know. I know that Andy Darius loved it as well, but...
Now, Uli Kusch on the Beautiful Sin album that he released basically did a cover of his own song that he did with Halloween, and it was the same song as the Departed, The Sun Is Going Down, on the Dark Ride album. However, he changed the vocal melodies a bit in the song. What do you think of that? And what do you think of him doing something
Yeah. He's, when I heard it the first time when I was getting a magazine, this kind of compilation CDs in Germany on the Metal Hammer or Rock Hard magazine. And then I said, oh, beautiful thing, he has the album finished, I want to listen. And I heard the song, I was totally pissed. Why he covers his own song from Halloween, and the version on Halloween was 10 times better.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, you know. But that's Uli Kusch. He had the basic idea written like this. I forgot even the chorus he has there. But his demo tape was like that. And then Roy Z and Andy Gary said, oh, let's work on the vocal melody. It's not so good. And that's why the sun is going down. And Uli was just singing on the demo, now I remember. Lost. Lost, you know. So definitely the Halloween version is and also the guitars, everything, the whole production is much better. And it's no reason. Imagine I make a Mastertron now, a Dark Ride song. Why? You know, it's a good recorded song in Halloween. Why should I touch it again and make it, you know, even... I don't think I make it better. It's just different, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit strange when I...
and then different lyrics, right?
I'm listening to it. When I heard the beginning of it, I'm like, this sounds so familiar. I hear some girls singing it, and some different vocal melodies in it, and I'm like, dude, this is The Departed.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, it's a bit easy, and also the rest of the songs, he used a lot of Mastertron songs, like, you know, Enlighten Me, he used the rhythm. So he used it in a different song again. I said, why, man? No, why not? It's my song. I wrote it and I can make it. I said, okay. Then even he did a bonus track from Mastertron he used again without the vocals of Jorn.
Uh-huh.
I said, man, this is not necessary. Why are you doing this kind of albums, you know? Write new stuff or make a cover song of something famous, you know, from the 60s or whatever. But don't copy yourself.
Yeah, I thought that was a little bit odd.
Yeah, it was.
All right, hold on a second.
And then I was talking to AFM, our neighbor, and I said, why are you supporting this kind of idea? Yeah, you know, nobody realized it. I realized it immediately. I said, this is not nice, you know.